T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, we like to think here in St. Louis that we know a thing or two about barbecue, but now we have some proof to back that up. Joining me right now is the editor-in-chief of LawnStarter.com, Jeff Herman, St. Louis native. Please deliver the good news that LawnStarter is telling the rest of the nation, Jeff.
St. Louis was number one in our best cities for barbecue lovers ranking, and it was followed by Kansas City, Chicago, Springfield, Orlando, but St. Louis was number one. And the reasons that St. Louis is number one, well, gosh, there's just so many of them. It's number of business members in the National Barbecue and Grilling Association, number two. Cooking teams in the top 25% of the past three Royal World Series of Barbecue Open Contests, number three. And just so many ways that St. Louis barbecue ranks number one.
Well, that is fantastic news because we do have some great barbecue here. But you know what this is going to do, because we always have this rivalry with Kansas City anyway when it comes to barbecue. And I think this list may just intensify it because we're number one and they're number two.
Absolutely. And the neat thing is they were number two last year, so St. Louis did a little bit better this year, and that's just fantastic.
Well, I have to say I was in Kansas City a couple of weekends ago and had a wonderful time. Love Kansas City. But we did go to a barbecue place that came highly recommended, and I wasn't that impressed. So just saying that that never happens to me when I go to barbecue here in St. Louis. Was there any particular style of barbecuing or any particular kind of meat that you looked at?
Well, we just looked at the number of awards that barbecue restaurants received. We included American Royal Association, Everfest, Grillocracy, Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, Jack Daniel's World Championship Invitational Barbecue, Kansas City Barbecue Society, National Barbecue Grilling Association, so that we could come up with the best, most awarding barbecue cities across the USA.
Terrific. And we are exporting some of our famous barbecue as well, because Sugar Fire, of course, is a franchise now. They're all over the St. Louis area, but now expanding around the country as well.
And in fact, they're here in Dallas. I haven't been to the restaurant here, but being in St. Louis, when I was back there for a convention, it turned out just a year and a half ago that, gosh, Sugar Fire had people lined up around the door before they even opened. So I'm curious to try it here now that they're here in my backyard.
Yes, and it's good to know, you know, even though you're in Dallas now, you can still have a taste of home from St. Louis.
Absolutely. And I really miss Pappy's because I volunteered across the street at Food Outreach. So that's another claim to fame is Pappy's Barbecue, which always does really well in all those rankings, too.
Excellent. Well, before we let you go, Jeff, tell us what LawnStarter.com does.
LawnStarter is a place where you can book your lawn mowing, your edging, your trimming, anything you need to do outdoors, you can get it from LawnStarter. And it just makes it easy to find a pro nearby. And it's affordable, cheap, and just really a great way to, if you're going to be barbecuing in your backyard and you're having a party and that sort of thing, well, hey, you got to make sure your yard is all set for that, and we can help.
Excellent. Well, if you're just tuning in case you missed the big news, according to LawnStarter.com, St. Louis is number one best city in America for barbecue, followed by Kansas City, Chicago, and Springfield, Missouri. So Missouri really ranked high, three cities in the top five. And we should also point out that if you want barbecue, don't go to Paterson, New Jersey.
Absolutely. That was the worst on our list. It tied with a bunch of cities down there. You don't think of barbecue in Paterson, New Jersey, Sunnyvale, California, Ontario, California, Paradise, Nevada, and Spring Valley, Nevada. When you think of those barbecue cities, you think of those that have great flavor, great taste, and they're just known for this. And in Texas, it's Austin and Houston. In Missouri, it's St. Louis and Kansas City. Memphis didn't do so well, but that's because we also rated the quality of the barbecue and what people thought of the barbecue when you went there. They didn't do quite so well in terms of our rankings, but St. Louis, top drawer when it comes to barbecue.
Well, we will take it. We thank you for the good news on this 4th of July. Jeff Herman, editor-in-chief of LawnStarter.com. Have a great holiday.
You too. Have a great red, white, and barbecue weekend.
This is Stuart McMillan. Now that you know St. Louis is number one in barbecue, I talked to a butcher, Alex Sider, at Harold's Market in Imperial to explain why we're number one.
What makes St. Louis barbecue St. Louis barbecue?
St. Louis is a little special. We actually are the originators of the pork steak. Schnucks, the grocery store here, created the pork steak to be a cheaper, more affordable steak for everyone. And it turns out if you do it right, it's really good. Obviously, the sauce is great. You know, Mall's classic St. Louis sauce. Spare ribs are really big here, as opposed to baby back and a lot of other barbecue. And I think it's a little better cut. It comes right off the belly instead of being off the back. And so you get kind of that pork belly, bacony meat in there with it.
For St. Louis barbecue, is it more about the sauce or the meat?
I think it's more about the meat. St. Louis style sauce is not as out there in your face as, you know, Kansas City or Carolina. I think it's more about the smoke flavor, you know. Okay. Keeping it simple.
Salesman pretty good here?
Sales have been awesome. Every summer, it's crazy, you know. Anytime the weather turns at all, everyone out here loves to barbecue. It is as local as it gets, you know. It is who we are.
It's quintessential American.
100%, man. Absolutely.
Give me the plate that we need for 4th of July. What do you need on the plate? What do you need on the grill? What do you need on the plate?
Well, first off, you got to have brats. And that's where we come in. We are big on our brats. We have so many different flavors. Our most popular are the pineapple and the blueberry. And that might sound a little odd, but you just got to try it, you know.
Blueberry, is it really sweet?
Not as much as you'd think. It's really good as a breakfast sausage as well if you eat it with syrup. But you got to grill it first. You got to get the smoke in it. That's really important. You got to have pork steaks, you know.
It is quintessential St. Louis barbecue.
Yeah, it is. I mean, if you go anywhere else, I've been to Arizona, California. They don't know what that is. You ask for a pork steak, they're, what is that? Sliced pork butt, you know. And you got to have some ribs. You got to have the spare ribs. We call them spare ribs or St. Louis style. That is our cornerstone.
What makes it St. Louis style, the spare ribs? What is it on there?
Just our favorite. It is, people tend to think that the more prized cut is the back ribs because it's a little leaner, you know, and more uniform. It's spare ribs, you get more flavor, man. Like I said, it comes off where the pork belly is, so that good fat, that good pork taste. And it's just been a staple here forever. I mean, if you look at the difference, it's $3.50 a pound as compared to $7. You know, St. Louis is a very hard-working place, you know, very blue-collar. And you got to do the best with what you got.
With Kansas City and Carolina, you mentioned, mm-hmm. and even St. Louis, have you traveled to any of those areas to get barbecue you've ever had?
I've had Kansas City, and I've had Memphis.
Memphis is another one.
It's very good.
What's up with the Midwest? Why are we so good at making barbecue?
It's the culture, man. It's what it is. We love. There's nothing better than a nice sunny afternoon out on the grill. You know, it is just one of those things that, smoking especially, it's not that hard to do per se, but you get an incredible result and the feeling of knowing that you did something awesome. Yeah.
You talked about shortages a lot lately and inventory problems. It looks like you got a full case of stuff here. Are you guys doing pretty good?
Yeah, on the main stuff, mostly the raw meat, we've been okay. It's a lot of the more pre-prep stuff, like pre-smoked meat sticks, all that stuff is pretty hit and miss lately, especially with deli meats as well. Anything that we don't really produce here, 1 week we get it, 1 week we don't, you know.
Is 4th of July grilling season more expensive this year than past years?
Yes, absolutely.
Did you put a round number to it?
It's probably about a dollar more than it was last year, you know. And that's only more on like the high.
The big stuff. The good,
like if you're getting a brisket or stuff like that, or pork butts, pork steaks, or ribs, same price as they were last year. You know, the staples are all there.
Spare ribs, that's the way to go.
Spare ribs is.
What do you do with them? How do you prepare them?
Personally, I like to smoke, you know, so we go.
You put them in a smoker.
Yeah, 3 to 4 hours. Then you take them out and you wrap them. And then put them back in for another 2 hours once you get that good crust. And then you get out of the wrap. It should be pretty loose. Those bones should be ready to go out. Then you sauce it up, put it back on for about an hour. And then when it's done,
go to town.
You drop it and the bones fall out. It's incredible, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.